first, let's say, I just wanted to get your the years you were NAACP Executive Secretary.
Okay, let's see. Minor branch NAACP Executive Secretary from 1967 until October of 68. And then I became the field director for Georgia NAACP. Until 1976, and then in 78, I was elected president. Well, actually, I was a field director until 78, and then elected president.
President of state?
Yes, state.
What happened to one? You still?
Still. I was elected to the NAACP National Board last April, Board of Directors, yeah. So,
that's nice.
Seriously, I'm going to give up the state job to bring a young man, a guy I know well, and then I'll just be on the women's advisory to the state.
I guess it takes a lot of work to do.
And you get burned out too.
I guess you're nice,
right? You're in jail. You're burned out.
I wanted to go back to the late 60s. I came across a letter that you wrote in November of 67 to John Flanagan, who was chairman of the Atlanta Zoning Committee. Mm-hmm. And it was in regard to placing another public housing project on the west side in Sewell Road. And mm-hmm. You said that this would lead confirmation to the obvious attempt by the power structure to systematically relocate Atlanta's Negro citizens to the southwest and northwest sections of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel there was an attempt to do that, to, in a sense, to maintain the segregated areas of the city?
Well, it was an agreement was made between the black power structure and the white power structure. In the 60s,
mm-hmm.
that blacks would take over all the Southwest,
yeah.
from Martin Luther King all the way out to the Jesuits. And that area was assigned to us. So when urban renewal came about, you know, and it's McDaniels, like Stephen is now,
yeah.
and all of them around town. Cortlandt Street, Harvey Inn is now in Chilton. Blacks were moved to Perry Homes area, Harbor mm-hmm. Homes, you know, someplace. And, well, actually, Perry Homes is in northwest. And they built a lot of projects over there, Perry Homes specifically. And at that particular time of the letter, a white company wanted to put some more unity in Perry Homes and master plans. And so now he wasn't necessarily being racist, but he was trying to build those apartments. I forgot the name because
there was a fellow Ben Lockner that was actually doing the roads.
Yeah. But anyway,
so there was an attempt to move blacks out of neighborhoods on the south side and move them over to the southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And why would the black community agree to that?
They agreed. Not. We had some leaders agree until it saying that we need houses for our people. And we don't care what it's going to be, these houses. And I pointed out that Perry Homes specifically, services were overtaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Sewage, dry bag was already backed up. And it just couldn't take anymore. And but some of the black dudes got said, well, we need slaves and so forth. And I think I lost that argument. I think they went ahead and put those days. As a matter of fact, the YMCA, Buffalo Street YMCA, had one of the projects. Mays, President Mays, one of the colleagues on the board of directors, and the president chairman, while he was in favor of all
the he was on the board of directors of the
Y.
Why wouldn't they just build them down by the stadium? I mean, there was no real reason why the stadium had to go there.
Well, the plan was that was the ideal place for the stadium, and they wanted to get they wanted that land over there because that's what we
were. I heard from somebody else that Ivan Allen's original idea was to build the light projects down by the stadium, mm-hmm. and there were objections from the black community. And so he built the stadium there instead.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just shifted the black community off someplace else.
Yeah, correct.
So there wasn't really, there wasn't an attempt then to relocate the black community out of the downtown area and off someplace else.
Yeah. The plan of development, 10 years before they made all of this business back in anywhere it was going. So the attempt to move the bikes out of near the stadium. Well, another reason came up for them to move the rest of the blacks away from the stadium is because they're having problems with blacks throwing rocks and harassing the cars that came in there. You see all these affluent people coming in and coming for them.
This is at the stadium still.
Yeah. Then they decided to take the rest.
Well, there's still some property here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess basically it was the black community's need for land,
mm-hmm.
and the cities. What did the city say? If you want land, you better take it over in that area.
And there was a strong opposition from people in the Buckhead and the other areas, the white areas of town. They didn't want any projects over there.
Well, I spoke to Ivan Allen. He mentioned something to the effect that the reason the housing was put in the southwest and northwest because land was cheaper there and because it was more available than it would be up in the north. He gave an economic explanation.
Well, that is one, but there was also pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the whites living in the southwest? Were they part of this agreement that was being made at all about the properties being undergoing a racial transition?
No, not at the agreement. See, Ivan Allen initially tried to stop blacks from moving. You've heard of the paper
of
blockade.
Okay.
Yeah. And after he failed there, that's when the agreement was made. And there was a lot of block out where I lived. I moved out there in 68, and there was about 98% white. Within 3 years, it was about 80-85.
So the city knew this was going to happen, and they actually made agreements with various black leaders to allow this to happen without the whites knowing about it.
I don't think they did, because the blockbusting thing, and everybody was talking about blockbusting, and there were efforts to stop blockbusting.
Right.
And the white and black community, you know, people from the city hall, but they put on shows. And
City Hall wasn't really against the blockbusting. They just...
I don't think they were.
They just... Okay. So I guess the picture I get is that they were trying to please the black community, that these whites were in a sense expendable, I guess.
Expendable, right.
Yeah.
Either if you want to stay, okay, but if you don't want to stay, you move out somewhere else. And they did.
Yeah.
And they moved out to areas like Nancy Street. Yeah. And every 2 or 3 years, and Cobb County, East Cobb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they didn't get the quality of home where they left.
Oh no, that's a very nice area. How about the who were the blacks that were in all this agreement? Who were the black leaders?
I was the Auburn Avenue gang. They were Jesse Hill to the
I've spoken to Robert Thompson. He seemed to be very involved in the housing.
Yeah, he was with HUD. Is he still, I think he's retired from
HUD. I think he still has an office.
At HUD?
No, I think it's Economic Opportunity.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He
was retired from HUD.
Yeah.
Segregated and Urban League.
Right. But none of these agreements were written up. This was just verbal.
Yeah.
So basically, they were giving you the territory.
Excuse
me? The whole West Side. Well, that was happening anyway.
Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, I used to live on Ashby Street. We moved there in 1929. I was 6 months old. My father told me that was why it wasn't done. All of that, the Bankheads, West End, and all of that.
20 blacks. That's right.
Yeah, blacks were concentrated in South Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then they moved to Auburn.
Yeah.
After South Atlanta.
Yeah.
You see, and then to the West Side.
Yeah, so South and Eastwood, I guess. And
yeah.
The North, yeah. Well, again, it's still a black community south of the city. And a little bit of one left in the east, but I guess really most of it's shifted to...
Right. Now, Martin Luther King, you know where Mosley Park is?
Oh, yeah.
That was designed
for him. By that time?
Found there. Right.
In the 50s?
60s.
So, in other words, I guess after Allen, Mayor Allen agreed to this, then Mosley Park was no longer...
That's right. They jumped Mosley Park and went straight out to where I am.
Okay.
Hayden Park.
This is the type of thing I'm really interested in, because it's nothing that Ivan Allen would admit to, but it's interesting to hear that there wasn't actually an agreement between the city and the black leadership to move in certain directions. Okay, there was another part of this letter that you spoke about, the Sewell Road area. You said that the area next to... The area next to the suggested public housing site is a good residential neighborhood open to blacks. Every effort should be made to maintain racial balance in that neighborhood. I was just curious, was there any kind of, was it integrated at all? Was there an integrated?
What did that say that is?
Let's see, you're speaking about the Sewell Road area.
Okay.
And you said that every effort should be made to maintain racial balance in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Apparently there was a...
Yeah, okay, I'm talking about where I live.
Okay, was there an integrated neighborhood?
Yeah.
How long?
We were talking about when I'm right in 67, yeah. That's when we first started moving out there. It was 50-50, what have you, the name is, by, I think, by 1970.
Yeah.
That's when most of it became most of it.
Well, was there any effort on the part of the city to maintain it as an integrated neighborhood?
Supposedly. Now, when I say that, what does that mean, supposedly? There was an organization called SWAP.
Yeah.
You heard of SWAP, okay. And that was a biracial group. The city encouraged that particular organization. I think the city. Didn't care, you know, and they didn't actually promote whites moving out. But I think they felt that they would eventually place those children.
Well, if they supported SWAP, how would they have agreed to give this land over to the black
men? No, before.
Oh, they supported SWAP before?
They agreed to that before SWAP was organized. SWAP was organized when blacks started moving into Cascade.
Okay. So the city was really already committed to giving that land up?
Yeah.
But yet I guess they had to give sort of a token
effort. That's why I was saying. I gave that kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I forgot what I said, apparently or obviously or whatever.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. That's, you know, again, that's the type of thing you don't find in...
They go through the motions, you know. They went through the motions. But there was no... The only thing they wanted to do was placate those people out in the north of the east of the land.
That was where they put the power base, was
there. Yeah.
That's really nice. I guess the whites on the southwest didn't really vote for Helen anyway, so I'm sure.
Then you had whites and some of the frontal humans over here. Blacks could move them to those homes.
Very interesting. Well, you already answered that. I was curious about the black.
Where did you get that black?
Oh, some files I came across. I don't know. Yeah. It might have been Southern Regional Council. I've been going through their papers, but it's something like that. I'm not exactly sure where it was just a matter.
Yeah, I appear at the border. Border of Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few generation. And Sarah was there. The guy had the map up there and he didn't have where it is, what was there now. You know, the white dudes. The builder.
Yeah.
He had to say, we're going to put two here, one there. Say, we're spreading this around. And I said, well, how many units do you have in Perry Homes right now? And I named them all. Perry Homes, back of sewage is a mess, service, crime, and everything else. I said, you ought to mix these blacks up, low income people up all around town, keep them from being together. And you say you want to enhance them and make them better. Put them out there where they can see some things.
Yeah.
All together.
Do you think it was this whole feeling on the part of it, do you think it was more against poor people or more against blacks? I mean, what
it was poor.
Both. Yeah. So, Marcel, I mean, he owed his whole victory to the black community, so he too was not really pushing scatter-site publication. He wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of the blacks didn't look at how they did. Why? Because, Mays, this part of the program, he used the same rationale that the builders did. We had to put them somewhere. They need homes. This man here wants to put some partners out there with his own man. So they said, well, let's go find them homes first, you know. And so we took that position.
Hmm. Tremendous effect on the city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just get on to another thing then. When Maynard Jackson was elected in 1973, I was curious what changes you think a black mayor brought to the city. In other words, what difference do you see in his administration as opposed to the Hodgsfield-Allen period? In terms of the black community?
Well, he, as far as integrating City Hall, he completely did that as well. And he had to have to construct the contract department and police department.
Well, that was integrated already then.
Integrated, but I'm the chief. Man is articulate, embarrass you, It's a man of the English language.
Yeah, he's articulate.
Yeah, I say he's articulate.
Funny, he's the only one who only former mayor I haven't been able to get interviewed.
Is that right?
He does not want to talk about. I don't know why.
Did you tell him why you were doing this?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I wrote him a letter, spoke to the secretary.
Why? He might be a little friend. On that end. You see, Maynard Ogle was an Ogle fellow. Most of the people who got those contracts at the airport, it could have been handled differently. Wherein an Andy Young, a Vernon Joe, the Roy Johnson, Jesse Hill, would have handled differently. Yeah. And Stroke,
yeah, a little smoother.
A little smoother, but maybe you got to do it. And so they said, the black actor is going to do this, but that's all they can do.
So the white community really fought them. Mm-hmm. The white business community pretty much fought them.
Yeah.
Anything in terms of housing? Was there any kind of sense that he was opening up housing in the city for the black community?
Well, no. Community relation. They did a lot of
things. Open housing, yeah.
The open housing. As well as the charter. Post all block trusting.
By the time Michelle's is in the mayor's chair, do you think there was any greater sense of supporting integrated neighborhoods at all? Or he too is pretty much
Was
some?
Well, integrated housing, it was. Yeah, it got progressively better after, you know, having Allen and Southwest Flair and so forth, and then pockets of Midtown, some pockets of Peachtree and stuff.
I was just surprised, you know, Jackson didn't want to talk because I think he'd be proud of what he did.
He did, see.
You know, he really
did, but he's boasting.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he's talking about what he did.
He was, spoke to Mayor Young's office and they're setting up a meeting with him, so he doesn't want to talk to anybody, I guess.
No. That's one guy who can talk, you can put him in a corner. You know, if you let him talk, they said the best thing to do is gag him if you go to They said the same thing about Maynard and Leroy Johnson. That I know they brought Maynard out to their homes. Bank had a partner. And they called him out to give him hell. He turned that thing around, but he asked them to support him on something, you know, completely different. And he left there with, you know.
He's all right. He handles people very well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Back to the 1960s again, the student sit-ins back in 61. Was there any kind of split in the black community over that approach to
Yeah, it was split. Some felt that we should wait on the legal aspects.
The older black community.
Yeah, I would imagine James Senior. Some of those other power brokers of the block.
They weren't sure how fast things should go, I guess. Actually, I was surprised in 73 that Warren Cochrane and Scott didn't support Jackson for the mayor's position.
CA is a Republican.
Yeah, so he told me many times.
He's your Republican Party. Well, he's not our figure, it's obvious. So. I don't think he thought it was bad for black people.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. But he see, I guess he was a very small viewpoint in the community.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. about it, but I don't think warrants.
Well, he may have not taken it publicly. He told me that, that it was privately he told Jackson that he was going to be
where it came from.
Also curious about the NAACP efforts in the regard to school desegregation. Well, I know there was opposition to the initial integration of the schools back in 61, but I'm curious more about the period after the token integration. What was the reaction from the Atlanta Board of Education? How was this opposed?
Which way were you talking about?
60s. 60s after the Atlanta schools were tokenly integrated.
Okay.
After that, I'm just curious what the Atlanta Board of Education did to prevent more integration, because obviously it didn't happen.
Well, they didn't support the construction.
Yeah.
And we felt that if they really wanted to say it, they should catch those students. Well, they came up with extreme choice there. Which, and they sent notices. And had they done that, you wouldn't have had this man's accident. What happened was, you heard about the Atlanta Compromise.
Yeah, so actually,
was it 71?
You get some positions in the school administration.
The Atlanta branch, our school director, yeah. Atlanta branch, Ronnie King, correct, and three,
that was part of the agreement for the intention.
Mm-hmm. On a voluntary basis.
Yeah.
So, Ruby Hurley, who was the regional director for the administration, he checked off the regional director. Mm-hmm. She was the regional director. Supported for her. She met with she says that she called Roy Wilkins and told him all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay. Mm-hmm. The board of directors heard about this thing and they're ready to go with that. And they asked him what is going on with him. And he said that he did not agree to that phone.
Welcome.
We issued a press release to that point. We were for total integration and we found the busing. So we can hear what we need to do.
The building of new schools after the 54 decision. Were there any efforts?
To bring them up to par.
So you'd stay where you are.
Yeah, that's right. So they could make an island and pull it too.
Yeah. What sort of things? Renovation?
Renovation, equipment. I went to public view art and I had skills. We didn't have any good potential. And the books were out on Saturday, but we didn't even get a reason. We paid something for us. We got for our old books. You know, they got the new books. We got those.
Yeah. So now you began to get the new books?
Yeah.
New equipment?
New equipment. New books.
New schools?
New schools.
They began building some new schools up in there? So in other words, they finally tried to deal with the overcrowding.
Yeah.
Double sessions there.
We had portable started at Washington Island when I was there. They built Washington Island 23, you know, they had shortly afterwards. You see, in some counties that had high schools, they made arrangements. You're talking about us. We had students come to college from Newman, wherever they didn't quit. Look to Washington.
Yeah,
so they got there the best way we could.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, another thing I'd read is apparently very few school buses were bought for black kids.
That's right.
In other words, they didn't care what they went
to do. The kids who care came to Booker T. Washington from Fort Worth, old Fort Worth, you know, Auburn Avenue.
Yeah.
They had to get over there by streetcar, walk, car, or whatever. There's no system, systematic.
So the city didn't really care. Here was your school, Booker T. Washington.
Yeah.
You get there.
You get there the best way you get. I gave you this much. Ashford Street School. You heard of Ashford Street?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know that was an agreement. When they turned that school over to black, that they were going to the front door to pull from Ashford Street in.
My wife was Ashford Street, this other still white?
Yeah, it was still white.
And blacks were coming in on that area,
right?
So it's amazing when you look back in the terms of history. It's just amazing.
And we're going to talk a lot of, I'm kidding, but we're going to talk about
what was the Ashley Street school for? What is
Oh, Missouri. Yeah, I went there in first grade.
And pretty much when you were going to school, all your teachers were black, too.
Oh, yeah.
So getting back
to that. I didn't see a white teacher for a long time.
And the kids in high school, unless you didn't see a white teacher, I guess the people began to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would be at least until the 50s, and suppose there was any kind of white teacher there.
Well, we won.
Well,
we are 54, they say go slow.
Yeah.
Go, but go, you know.
So it isn't until after the student body is at least that integrated that the teachers are also integrated. Alright, just as a last point, I was curious about other major issues of the NAACP in the 60s and how the city responded. Besides, was there anything else besides the segregation?
Police brutality.
How did the city respond to that?
I wrote a letter to the incident that happened on Ashton Street.
Any cities like that.
What they did, they had by breaking in. One thing we had, Herb Jenkins, you know, his boy, and all sorts of stuff. Herb Jenkins, sort of a moderate, all of the time.
He provided some change.
Yeah.
Also in black police could arrest whites during the 60s or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But did King Jr. at all get involved in Atlanta?
Not as much, no. She tried to get involved in the Atlanta school situation in 1968. You know, even the whole council. And everybody voted left SLC wanted to come and do it that way. And everybody voted except that Delaware PC. I guess you can. Amos Home, still director. You were in the office and wrote the team no letter. So, was a game then to really walk in.
He pretty much kept out of the rental.
I think he had some, you know, riches.
Oh yeah, the civil stuff. Yeah. All right, that's very interesting. Was there any kind of, I don't know if you're familiar with them called modern construction. Was there any kind of racial aspects to that at all in terms of where they put the first lines or winning over the black community to that at all?
Well, you know, Perry Holmes played in college. I didn't get a mind. But when they changed it, you know, that was about 5 years ago, they decided to give those an off sound day from Prior Hill and Warren Brothers Perry Holmes. And they said, you go rush if you vote.
Black community changes.
Really? That's not in the works. It's spur of the pair.
Oh, it isn't. Well, but then again, the first lines did go east-west.
East-west.
So in the sense of that, I guess that's the first they kept the promise, you know. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.